This is episode 10, Packard Pokes At, Tax-Free Lap Dances.
This episode of Packard Pokes At is sponsored by RCToyPalace.com for all your on-the-ground, in-the-water, or in-the-air, radio-controlled, nitro-gas, or electric hobby-grade Red Cat competition vehicles. Visit RCToyPalace.com today.
You're on in 3, 2, 1...
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Not Interrupted Packard Pokes At. Here on the show, if we don't have a technical issue, we're not doing it right. We're doing it wrong. I don't know which. So we are running a little late tonight, but not too bad. Only about 10 minutes late. So that's not so bad. On my virtual right and very far right is Eric Laquette.
You make it sound like I'm extreme or something here, Packard.
We're all extreme. It's just a matter of which way you're looking, I suppose. And on my virtual left, and maybe sometimes in outer space, but he's tonight we've got him grounded, Dan Johnson.
Hello.
All right. Got a fine show ahead of you tonight. Ahead for you tonight, anyway. It's just a matter of trying to get it going. So let's get going right now. We're going to jump right into it. We have no corrections for, I don't know, this is the second time, I think, in a row. Is that sound about right, gentlemen? And I do use the term loosely.
I'm impressed.
I am too. So let's get into that tech. All right. Our first story is there's... This last week, Apple finally did it. They opened up the iPhone to all GSM carriers. The phone was supposed to debut on Wednesday, but it came out Tuesday. So that now we can use these unlocked phones, automatically unlocked, on any GSM network, which is great. Now, I had read a tweet that someone had asked, somebody at AT&T, if they were going to unlock the older phone. They said, there's no unlock available yet, was the actual quote. But if it becomes available, so I think I said this on a previous episode, or I was having a conversation with somebody, AT&T might put out a unlock for this at some future time. And Apple would put an unlock for this, but if they do, it'll probably just affect like iPhones 4 and up from that point. So, your thoughts, gentlemen? Eric?
I'm happy about this. I hope that they continue this streak about giving it to all carriers, because what this is going to do is it's going to open up competition, so that way we don't have two jerks of a company controlling everything, and hopefully they put it on more. And we can have truly unlimited internet instead of this bandwidth caps that they keep on trying to put on us.
Yeah, well, the bandwidth caps, all the phone companies are doing this now. It's not just one. It's all of them. They see the writing on the wall that we're going to be downloading this movies or whatever where we're at, and we're going to do it to our mobile devices, so where else are they going to gouge us? Right there.
But the thing is that I think Sprint still has unlimited. In fact, on all their commercials, they're like, truly unlimited and all that good stuff. So yeah, that's what I'm kind of hoping for. And, T-Mobile hopefully won't be bought out by AT&T, and we'll still have four companies vying for position.
Yeah, there's the nice to get a phone call in the middle of the show. but apparently, now the iPhone is carrier-free in 34 of the countries. Now, where the iPhone was basically designed and worked out, it astounds me that the United States is the last one to get this. It just blows my mind. But Eric or Dan, your thoughts? Or did I already cover that with you?
I see it as, you know, this could only be good. I hate being restricted with a piece of hardware like that.
Oh, yeah.
Sony is doing it with the new PSP, the new Sony Vita, if you want to go with the online. You can do it Wi-Fi. If you want a carrier, you're limited to AT&T. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
And, you know, it's like buying a new computer and then saying, well, you can only go online with this if you're online with Comcast or if you're online with AT&T.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine that?
Actually, there was, a while back, there was these computers. They were trying to give away free computers, but you have to go through a specific internet, and you had to have ads on them to get it at a certain price. It was many years ago. I forget the exact website, but these places aren't even around anymore. But there was
Net Zero was one of them, I think.
Yeah. I think that was one of them, Free PC or PC Free, something like that. I'll do some hunting for it, and it'll be in the show notes at PackardPokesat.wordpress.com. On to the next story. Now, the NSA, our friends there. Hello, people at the NSA, because we know you're listening to everything. allies the internet carriers to thwart cyber attacks against defense firms. Now, shouldn't they have been doing this all along? I mean, really?
Well, you know, I think they have been doing it. It's just, you know, it's they're talking about it is all. Because with the increase in cyber attacks against major companies and defense firms and stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, they're trying to show that all of America's secrets aren't getting out to the bad guys.
Our secrets aren't getting out? Well, what am I paying my taxes for? No, that's right. No, that's right. They're supposed to keep from getting out. That's right.
Well, you see, here's the thing. All politicians do with our tax money is try and pander so that way they can get more power. That's all they do with
I
it.
Thought they were putting in pools.
Well, no, they're taking pictures of their male members and sending it to young girls.
Well, at least they're not
inside of taxpayer-funded gyms.
Well, at least they're not. At least they're not using it to pay for prostitutes.
Yeah, that's true too. That's true too.
We'll get into politics pretty soon enough, Eric. Okay, now this is kind of an interesting story. Secret gun sting that it backfired on the United States. This one just got.
I love that story.
You must have just dropped this in there because I didn't see this. So this is kind of funny. What's that, Dan?
Dan's whispering sweet nothings in our ear.
Yep. Put my phone on vibrate.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say. I just like.
Text messages there.
I thought you said something about these. I thought you were saying the guns secretly vibrate. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I know why everybody wants a gun. Oh, yeah. Carry it with me everywhere. It vibrates and everything, and it blows things away.
Well, that's how the DualShock works on the PlayStation, you know.
Oh, it does it. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's how I learned to shoot. I don't know.
More information than I think we really needed to know at this point. So, Eric, since you obviously researched this one, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this exactly is while I kind of catch up on it.
All right. So, essentially, here's what happened. The U.S. Department of Justice... was trying to, and from what I gather,
yes,
they were going to sell guns to the Mexican cartels, the drug dealers and all that good stuff. And whenever the guns would appear in crimes and stuff like that, they would have something to pin on these drug dealers. Because, you know,
what?
I think that's how it was supposed to be.
They went in. Wait a second. That's so bizarre. They give them the guns, and then they follow them around and wait till they shoot. Wait till they're done in a crime. That's like saying, go to the guy that's drunk. Say, yeah, we're gonna go in the bar. We're gonna get you slobbered up drunk, and we'll hand you the keys, and then we'll wait until you get in your car, and then drive away, and then we'll pull you over.
I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna tell you exactly what it says in the story.
Okay.
So that way I can be sure I'm not wrong, because it's coming out of the story. So,
okay.
Basically, it's an operation called Fast and the Furious. Fast and Furious.
Wasn't that a movie?
Fast and the Furious is a movie. Fast and Furious is a messed up gun deal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so between 2009 and this year, the ATF instructed agents to turn a blind eye to hundreds of AK-47 assault rifles, sniper rifles, and revolvers purchased from gun shops in Phoenix and en route to Mexico.
They turned a blind eye to it.
Eventually, I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm sorry, no, I'm sorry. You're going to say they turn a blind eye to it. That's...
Yeah. They hope to eventually recover them from crime scenes and build a complex conspiracy case that might take down the leaders of drug cartels.
Wow. So much wrong with this.
Now, here's the thing. How often do drug lords get involved in killing people?
I've
always understood it. If you're the drug lord, you have lackeys who you go and send out to do things. So that way, if they get caught, you can't get busted.
Right.
You know?
And where else would they get there? And of course, the drug lords start carrying their own guns. They probably got theirs at Walmart.
But you see, here's the thing. If I'm correct, some of the guns have been used here in the States and have killed people here in the States.
Probably. That would not surprise me.
And the reason why I put this in here is because, you know, to me this is kind of like I shouldn't say it's kind of like the Iran-Contra because it's not. But it follows that same law, that same principle where it's like, you know, America's turning a blind eye to people who we don't want to get weapons so that we could fund other things.
Right.
You know, it's like one of those types of things. And I really wish the media would bring out the story because this is a big messed up thing that's going on. We're giving criminals assault weapons that they can use against American citizens.
Yeah,
and in fact, it says here, on December 14th, disaster struck when U.S. Border Patrol guard was killed during a shootout with suspected illegal aliens on the Arizona border.
Wow.
His killers dropped their rifles to flee faster. Two of the weapons were AK-47s, which were intentionally allowed to walk during Fast and Furious. So, you know, and then we sit there and we start – whenever Arizona starts coming up with all these rules and regulations about immigrants, we start complaining. And this is one of the reasons. You know, they're coming to the border and they're starting to kill people with guns that we let them have.
Well, then that's the people who – I'd like to know who is behind this one myself.
It's the Department of Justice. And whoever's in charge of the Department of Justice, I don't think they've tied it to anything like that. I don't think he knows, so I'm not going to lump him into here. But
right.
whoever allowed this to happen in the Department of Justice should be fired.
Well,
you know?
I think whoever thought this plan up obviously did not think it all the way through. I mean, this is just bizarre. Dan, if you've had a chance to kind of look through this while Eric was talking about this, what is your take on this? This is just bizarre.
Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, it's bad ideas on top of bad ideas.
Yes.
You know, like you said, it wasn't really thought through, and who came up with this crap?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Mexico's battle, when it's on their side of the border, and if they want our help, they ask for it, we provide it.
But it's coming onto our side of the border, and that's the issue. And like
yeah,
I said,
exactly. And providing, trying sting operations in that type of case is pointless and ridiculous.
Yeah. What kind of technology was involved in this, other than the gun technology? I suppose.
As far as I know of it, it's just gun technology. But you know, the sad part, like I said, our media is worried about, unfortunately, a little girl whose mother may or may not have killed her, instead of worrying about our government giving guns to people who are using it to kill our own citizens, you know, and it's not being reported too much. It's like you almost have to go to the Guardian, a British paper, to see what's going on with our own government.
That's not uncommon. There's been plenty of times. You have to look at another shit from like Al Jazeera or BBC networks to find out what's going on here. I mean, a lot of the times, the reverse is also true. We sometimes get stuff out there that they won't put out. It's a cat and mouse game there. One more tech story here, and we're going to get going on this. Now, Windows has had a track record of hit and miss on their operating system. Well, apparently, Microsoft's preview of Windows 8 has developers horrified. Let's see, how many other times had they missed? Let's see, Windows ME, Vista, I mean...
Every other of their operating systems has been a miss.
It seems to be. Apparently the JavaScript is also bad that they've come up with. They're supposed to be turning to HTML5, and this is just... this is just so bizarre that they just can't seem to figure it out. They don't understand their customer base half the time, I think. What are your thoughts, Eric?
I'm going to say this. This has always been one of Microsoft's problems where they need to innovate badly. They need to do something different with their operating system, but they can't do anything because they have so many legacy concerns and stuff like that. You know, personally, from seeing Windows 8, the new tile interface that they're borrowing from their Phone 7 and all that, I think it looks pretty snazzy. And it's just a layer on top of Windows 7 is all it is. I don't think it's really that big of a concern. I just think, you know, at some point Microsoft has to change what it's doing. It can't stay the way it is. And I think this is going to be, in the long run, this will be something good. I just think that maybe they need to talk to their developers a little bit more and explain to them exactly what it is that they're expecting, what it is that they need. And I think once they start coming out with the code and all that good stuff, that will be basically on top of the Microsoft operating system.
Yeah.
I think they'll get a little bit better off. But as far as, you know, I don't think they should be horrified. I think it's just, you know, that one of these things has just blown way out of proportion. I really think that this tiled interface is going to be a good thing, and it gives a lot of on-screen information, you know?
Yeah, they're just, like, I think what you said, it points out something really interesting there, is that the developers are basically, they're building on to the old legacy systems, and they're not innovating.
Right. And you know, I mean, it's been a problem that they've been facing for a long, long time, where, you know, everyone sits there and says, Microsoft needs to basically start from scratch.
Right.
And every time Microsoft tries to do something slightly different, this happens where people start complaining about it, and Microsoft's like, okay, well, now we can't do anything different, you know? It's almost like what Microsoft almost needs to do is get into Apple's position where they don't have a very big user base, and they could just start fresh from scratch, like what Apple did with OS 9 to OS 10.
Right, and from the current OS 10 to the old PowerPC chips to the Intel chips, and now the one, like the my Mac won't run Lion. I mean, all my Macs won't run Lion because it requires a Core 2 Duo. Now, they're forcing everybody to buy new hardware. It keeps Apple happy, buy new hardware. But it also keeps everybody up to date so they're not kicking their computers around, I suppose. Dan, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not real big on Microsoft anyway.
Really?
Really? No.
Really? Yeah.
I would never guess that.
I think you're right. It's they're fixing stuff that isn't broken.
Yeah.
You know, it's like getting rid of the, you know, file, edit, whatever menu up at the top of things, and this little office ball that you click on. It's like, you know, before you guys innovate with something different that really didn't need to be done, why don't you, you know, focus on the stuff that really does need to be done to fix things?
Right.
You know, this is new and bright and wonderful, but it was okay. It was working beforehand. You don't need to screw with that. You can go ahead and get with the stuff that's broken right now and fix that first. Excuse me. And people will be much happier.
Right. It's like putting a hubcap on a tractor, you know. It makes it look pretty, but functionality-wise, it doesn't do anything. All right. Well, on for speaking of tractors and things like that, race cars, nice little segue there. Race cars are not just for kids. They can be serious competition vehicles nowadays. If you're looking for a great place to get started in this wonderful hobby, or for all your Red Cat competition vehicle needs, whether it's a car, boat, plane, helicopter, hovercraft, please, somebody get me a hovercraft. I really want a hovercraft. I don't want any contact with the road. I just slide all over the place. Or construction models. All you need to do is go to rctoypalace.com. That's that's rctoypalace.com to find all the right nitro gas and electric one for you. They have worldwide shipping is available, and see the rctoypalace.com for full details. All right. Now, for our random tweet for this evening, let's get the right sound. There we go.
What up?
Now, this one comes from Babs a Lot. She says, I hate it. I hate when people say, I challenge you to, like we're in the third grade again, and they're all double dog daring me to jump off the roof. The double dog dare you to jump off the roof, man. Go do it, man. Yeah.
That's when they skip the double dog dare and go straight to the triple dog dare.
Yeah, there you go.
That's when you worry.
And if you didn't do it, you were labeled a coward for the entire school day, or the rest of the school year. And then it just it's like, then you get into high school. It's like, yeah, remember when you told me not to jump off that roof? And well, the buddy did it. Well, he broke his legs. So you're like thinking, yeah, I was using my brain and not challenge taking up your challenge. Any thoughts on that, besides what I just said?
What'd I tell you about me and thoughts, Packard?
Very good. Very good. Okay. On to our... Dan, anything you want to say?
I don't think so, thanks.
We'll leave it at that. Politics! Okay. Now... I didn't see any articles from you this week, Eric. I
threw some in there late today. Oh, wait, where'd they all go?
I think you threw them. That's why they were in the text section. You threw them in the.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I must have accidentally thrown them there.
That's why I read them, and so we covered the.
Dang. Policy. Okay, we covered them already. It's all good, people. Nothing to see here. Keep on moving.
Well, the GOP is running fake Democrats here in Wisconsin. Now this is a big. This is kind of a big deal. The GOP has no shame, and they have no sense of honor. They want to win at any means, and they will do any means necessary. Lie, cheat, steal, whatever it seems to be.
You mean basically be a politician?
Yeah. But in this...
it's easy to label parties here, but because I could get you some examples of Democrat. Basically, this is just politics.
Yes, you know? I know. Democrats wouldn't do this.
This is politics in general.
Well, Democrats have never done this. This is just a...
Oh, whatever. John McCain was a total...
John McCain's a Republican.
They were busting Democrats into primary states where they had open elections.
Where?
Hold on. I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay, you look it up. I'll finish reading on this. Now, the GOP, like I said, they were running fake Democrats in Wisconsin recalls. They're not even hiding this fact. They've come out, as they've said, the Wisconsin Republic admitted Monday that they're planning to run candidates as Democrats this summer's recall elections here in Wisconsin. Now, they're doing this just so they could push back the election instead of in late June or early July back further into the year. Now, it's a underhanded move. It really is. Your thoughts on this, Eric? Or Eric, you're busy looking that up.
Yeah, come back to me in
all
a
right.
second.
Dan, your thoughts on this? What is your thoughts on this?
It's pathetic. There used to be a little honor in politics, but it's all out the window now. There is none on either side.
Yeah.
There is no more left.
Yeah, they're basically
it's center and right.
Yeah. That's about it. They're basically trying to deny democracy to us.
They've been attempting that for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they're getting better at it.
Yeah, it's just
because they're throwing more money at it.
Right.
It's really pathetic. It really is.
Yeah.
And I think the GOP as it is right now, I think a lot of people who consider themselves Republicans would really like to distance themselves from the policies of the GOP members that are making the headlines, because
right.
that's not what they're about. It's not what they want to be about.
Right. It just really is a bad thing situation going on here. The Republicans, they're playing these games. I mean, let's get on with our lives, people. I mean, if your party does something wrong and you get recalled, don't throw in a bunch of people fakes to play games. This it just isn't right. It's your yeah. way.
We need to change that. The there are Republicans and then there's the GOP.
Right.
The grand old plutocrats. We'll do it that way. There's you know, socialists like me, then there's Democrats,
uh-huh.
and then there's Republicans, and then there's the grand old plutocrats. we'll do it like that.
That works too. That works too. And you know what the thing is? By the GOP throwing these fake Democrats into the system, it's going to cost the taxpayers even more money. Now, the GOP, the Walker got in, and he's cutting the budgets or whatever to try to save money. And when his party pulls this kind of stunt, which is going to cost the state even more money in the long run, why would he allow that? Because because he wants his party to win, so he can remain in power and pass a lot of crazy laws like he has been doing. Eric, have you found your article yet, or did you want to comment so we can move on?
I think I found something on CNN, but it's no longer there. I see a mention to it, so I'm still looking for it.
Okay, but for right now, let's comment on this. And we'll,
first of all, I'm not going to I'm of this mind whenever it comes to either party. I don't like either party because both parties do totally dick things. Politics is becoming less about what's best for America and more about what's best for the politician.
Right.
And what's best for them maintaining power. And that's something that it doesn't matter about party. Both parties in some way, shape, or form are taking freedoms away from us. With the Democrats, it's our ability to spend money where we want and how we want. And with the Republicans, it's in making social decisions like who I want to marry or have a consenting relationship with, or you know, if you want to have the choice of an abortion or not, you know. So both of them are supporting ideas in their own way as to how to increase the size of government and how to best gain the power. I mean, look at all policies that go up to vote. It's no longer about, do I feel this is what's best for the people of my district, and or just best for the people that I am representing of the United States, and more about what's best to help me get reelected.
Right.
Prime example of this. I always use the example of Democrats using – or not – it shouldn't be Democrats because it's not them of using corn ethanol. Corn ethanol is the worst ethanol. And
what would be a better what's a better ethanol?
Sugarcane. Sugarcane is actually the better ethanol.
You know, it's more cost effective for the corn ethanol because of the fact it grows pretty much everywhere. Sugarcane right. only can be imported. It has to be grown in a hot tropical location like Hawaii, and then has to be imported in.
But here's a problem with using corn. Corn is a cheap food source. And by creating an artificial demand for corn, prices of corn have gone up in a lot of these third world countries that use corn as a cheap food source. So in struggling countries –
Yeah, look at the price of corn in Mexico.
Yeah, it's gone up.
It's going to what?
And a lot of that is because of using corn ethanol. You know, mm-hmm. I was watching –
Well, maybe you should use the tortilla ethanol instead.
Well, but I mean, if you're really serious about what's right about what doing the right thing, sugarcane most probably should be the better crop. Now, sugarcane is grown here in Louisiana, and yeah, I'm going to be supportive of sugarcane because that is my food. That is a industry here. But that being said, it's still the better choice.
Well,
why is that corn was the one that's chosen? Because who has a bigger lobbying group?
Now, if we use sugar ethanol in our cars. Won't our cars get big and fat, and they'll have to go on diets and things like that, or to get that sweet tooth? No.
Automotive yes. diabetes.
There you go. yeah, that's. I'm just waiting for that. My tires are going to fall off because I've had too much sugar in my diet in my car's diet.
You have to replace the insulin injectors regularly.
There you go. No, actually, there's actually one other bio source, and this is more of a tech thing, but they're working on creating
hemp.
No, not hemp.
Oh.
I'm talking seaweed. They were actually worked on a way to get this out of seaweed. Since it grows plentifully all the time, and a lot of time, most of the time on its own, it's very low cost, very fuel, it's very cost effective too. All right, but that's more technology. We can actually cover that story another time. I'll have to look it up. And
but yeah. Anyhow, back on the. I mean, this is just being. Again, this isn't doing what's best for the country, and I mean I kind of wasn't totally 100% paying attention to the story. But how is it that the Democrats are letting Republicans run? How is it that they're able to run these fake Democrats? That's what, because I mean the Democrats should be able to run who they want, and at the end of the day, well, don't they get choice?
It's like, you know, if you can come up with enough signatures, you can get on the ballot for the primary.
Right. And plus, the fact is that these Republicans, they're doing this so they can push back the elections from late June or July, early July at some point. And it's going to cost the state more money in the long run.
You know what will work out best for this is something that I've been a proponent of all along.
What's that?
Is to completely get rid of any government involvement at all in the primaries.
Right.
Yes. It has no business having anything to do with the government at any level. If such and such a party wants to decide among its members who to run under its banner, let them go ahead and do that. That's their business. That has nothing to do with the government, nothing to do with who's got signatures, nothing to do with who's registered to vote or who's not. That's the party's decision to make.
Yeah, it would be a lot easier on us and taxpayers' wallets in the long run. All right, next story. Now, Tennessee is going totally nutsoid lately. I mean, the governor down there has passed all
just kinds Tennessee.
Of, well, not just Tennessee, but in this instance, Tennessee is this is actually a story you posted, Dan, and I heard about this too. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Are you really kidding me? The Tennessee law, they passed this law. I don't know how they think they can get away with this. But they passed the law banning images that can cause emotional distress. So if you say you posted up a picture, let's say you have a fear of kittens, and you post on your Facebook page a picture of kittens in a cup, you could go to jail for 20 years for posting a picture that's emotionally distressing. I mean, really? I thought that, you know, isn't trying to regulate the internet, is this the first step in trying to regulate the internet, or is this, or what do you think, guys? It says here that there's, I'm sorry, you get a year in jail, and to a year in jail, and $2,500 in fines. I mean, oh, good grief. It says here, transmit or display an image to likely frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to someone who sees it. I'm sorry. This governor is off his nut. The internet, it's Wild West right now. Still pretty much Wild West. And if you go looking for this, and if it intimidates you, and you're in Tennessee, tough. Get your thoughts, Eric.
Hold on. I'm still looking for some.
You want me to come back to you again?
Yeah, come back to me in a second. Because I know it happened. That's the thing. I know it happened.
Well, if we have to, don't worry about that. We'll come back to that later, okay? Dan, your thoughts?
They've made things excessively broad. Whether it was their intention to do so or not, the law has been made exceptionally broad, and it will not stand up to constitutional examination. It's blatantly unconstitutional, and it's going to be found as such. And the thing of it is, I think it's time to take these guys to task, lawmakers of whichever party, it doesn't matter. Any lawmaker who continues to propose legislation that is blatantly unconstitutional on the face of it needs to be taken to task by his constituents and say, look, you're costing us money to fight something that is a losing battle from day one.
Right.
And it's grandstanding at the very least. You know, it does nothing but waste time and cost money.
Right. I was thinking about this all week when I heard about this. All we have to do, I think, this is the easiest way to do it. Wait till he posts, the governor posts something on Facebook, wherever he posts it.
See, I find that offensive. Yeah, I'm upset.
And say exactly. And if you have to get somebody to go along with you, neurosurgeon, whoever, you know, whatever their criteria is, and then sue him for it and have him put in, have him arrested for this, and then he'll fight it, of course, and then we'll use that same argument to cancel out every other argument past that point. Then he'll see how stupid it is and pull it from the law. I mean, this is my solution, of course, but of course, I come up with the easy stuff.
I think it's just somebody's going to have to challenge it on the face of the law. I don't think it goes into effect until September 1st, though, if I remember right.
Well,
something like that.
I'm not sure exactly. Let me take a look here. No, I don't see where it says when it's going to take place, but it supposedly had gone into already taken effect. So, as far as I know.
Okay. But yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Somebody's going to have to challenge it, and a court's going to have to say, you know, no, that's not constitutional. Doom. You're done.
Yeah, I don't understand why Tennessee is leading the way in stuff that is unconstitutionally unfounded and just blatantly ridiculous. I've been through Tennessee. It's a very beautiful state, but the people there, or the people in charge down there, are just completely whack jobs. And I'm sorry, Tennessee. If you live there, move. Move to some place that has. Move someplace that doesn't have these ridiculous things. I mean, of course, this is the same state that has the big arc, if I'm not mistaken. But that's a whole other story. Eric, your thoughts? Or are you still looking for something?
This is a freedom of speech thing, right?
Yes.
See, I'm of the mind where, you know, there should be no law against freedom of speech. Kind of like, you know, if a guy wants to say stand up there. See, here's what I've always believed. If some guy wants to be a nut job and say some racist things, he should be allowed to say whatever the hell he wants to say. Me, as an informed citizen, should look at that dude and be like, dude, you're a joke, and walk away. You know, and just not pay attention to the stupid things he say and take it for what it is, stupid things.
Right, but these people are in charge.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In other words, don't feed the trolls.
Right.
Don't feed the trolls,
correct. But I was going to say, but these people are in charge, and they're the ones that are making these stupid rules.
Well, this is where we go back to our discussion a second ago, where, again, you know, I could care less about party. If a Republican is being a jerk here, then fine, it's a Republican. If it's a Democrat, it's a Democrat. I have an issue where government is taking away our rights.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always believe that, you know, rights go so far as, you know, your front door. You know, you could do whatever the hell you want to do inside of your house. Once you step outside of your house, as long as it doesn't affect anyone, no problems.
Right.
So, like, example, a guy standing up there and saying stupid things, hey, say what you want, you know? It is your God-given right to say what you want to say. But whenever you start violence against someone, then that's where government should step in, you know? And the thing that I think should be more concerned about is government taking control, like in this situation. Government is taking some of our rights away, and that's what we should fight for.
Right.
So I think that if this is true,
I don't think they're God-given rights. I think they're constitutional rights given to us by our predecessors who actually thought this
through. Our founding fathers put Thomas Jefferson, unalienable rights given by God, or however it goes. You know, so I mean, all depends on you know, if you believe in God or not. So, you know, but in the end, you know, it's like we need to start paying attention to what our own government is doing to us and the rights and how they are dubbing us down. You know, I fear for our next generation. You know, I teach them, and it worries me that they care more about what Miley Ray Cyrus is doing than what our government's doing.
Well,
Miley Ray Cyrus could be the biggest joke in the next 5 years, and I could care less.
Right.
She could have the biggest fall like Lindsay Lohan. I'm surprised we still care about what that girl's
doing. You know, the thing is about teenagers, I've learned over the years, is that teenagers do grow up. They do wake up at some point, and they do start to care. I mean, maybe it'll come later in life. They're later in life, but they're teenagers. They're kids. They let them be kids. You know, if they want to. That's the they want to care about what's her Cyrus name is. Then that's fine, because in all, the only person that's going to affect is them for right now, unless they start a fan club or some nonsense like that, and then they get a whole bunch of nut jobs together. but it for them, it's just something it's to occupy their time. But eventually, right. They eventually grow up. There's a time, as there's old saying goes, there's a time and place for everything, and it's called college.
Right, I've said that quite often myself. But the thing is I understand, like, kids be kids. But the issue is that we're raising our kids not to be informed citizens. We're raising them to spout off things that our parents say. Like, there are some things that I do not agree with my father about, and I will fully admit it, because I've educated myself in so much like that. And I'm not saying my dad's uneducated, it's just we have a difference of opinion on it.
Right.
But I'm seeing more and more where these kids aren't educating. They're just going with whatever is being said, but they don't look at really what it's supposed to be. And I'm really scared about that. And they're not informing themselves as adults. So we're getting this uninformed citizenship.
Yeah.
You know? Who is constantly relying on government more and more. And then when the government does stuff like this, they start freaking out and they don't know.
I think a lot of that is based on the changes that we've had in educational policy sort of recently. But it's like the standardized testing is everything. And it's like all these kids are learning in a lot of situations now is to repeat what they've been told because mm-hmm. that's on the test.
Right.
And they're taking that home to their personal lives too. Repeat what dad tells me because that's the test.
Right. Now,
repeat what I've been told because that's the way I'm supposed to do things. The kids aren't learning how to think.
Right, they're not thinking anymore. They're just becoming parents.
Well, you know, the thing is like, even as I teach kids and stuff like that, I'm finding it harder and harder for them to be able to rationalize things. And you know, and like I said, you know, as we debate politics and stuff like that, it not everything is cut and dry. You know, to everything there is, like example. I'm trying to give the best example possible. So let's take welfare, for instance. You know, some people will say welfare is very good. We need welfare, you know, but what is the cost of that welfare? You know, and then
human life.
Huh?
Human life.
Or tons of money that we don't have.
Money comes.
People are getting on it.
Money comes and goes. Human life is once.
I'm sorry.
Money comes and goes. Human life is only once.
Right, but how long do we support that human life before we? You know, it's kind of like the college kid who never leaves because his parents fund them for the rest of their lives.
Well, they're not going to be there their whole life
themselves.
They're not going to be there their whole life because at some point they're going to have to go because the parents are going to kick off.
Well, and that's what Republicans believe in. It's not that we don't believe in no welfare, but that's beside the point. The thing, and then we have people who sit there and say, oh, we should not have any welfare. Well, what do you do if you don't have a job?
Right.
You know, things happen in people's lives.
But, all right.
You know, and it's about the marriage between the two and trying to figure out what is best and how to best deal with this.
Right.
And but we don't have kids who look at both sides and educate themselves. You know, whenever I go and read news stories, I read the Republican side and I read the Democrat side, and I make up my mind based on the two things, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what we as people need to start doing is looking at both sides, because both sides have a valid point, and it's about figuring out what is the best way to address the concerns.
Okay. Now, based on kind of along the same lines you're talking about welfare and everything, and now I'm going to go into the minimum wage. Now, this is a person who is running for president, Michelle Bachmann, total joke. She is a total joke. This is what she said. She quoted, and I quote, "If we took away the minimum wage, if conceivably it was gone, we could potentially virtually wipe out unemployment completely because we would be able to offer jobs at whatever level." Basically, minimum wage is basically the employer's way of saying, hey, if I could pay you any less, I would.
I would.
Now, with prices rising the way they are, if we took away the minimum wage, like this nut job wants us to, and she's right-wing, Tea Party, whatever she is, we took away those type of the fees or we should be getting paid for minimum wage, they'll say, I think your work today was only worth a dollar. Now, these people are going to be There are going to be people out on the street because they're not going to be able to pay their rent. They're not going to be able to eat because they can't afford food. And because they've taken away all these people's rights. She never had to work for minimum wage. I'm willing to bet you she's never had to work for minimum wage. And if she had any sense in that twit brain of hers, she would not be not proposing something like this. And she wants to run for president? She would never get my vote. I'll tell you that right now. This is actually a picture one, and so I'm going to post this up on the site at peckerpokes@wordpress.com, and you'll be able to see the quote right there for yourselves. Any last thoughts, gentlemen, before we move on? Because we do need to move on. We're running late.
Well, just real quick. Did she actually say this? Like, yes. Did they cite the source?
I've got a picture, and it shows with her.
Right, but do they cite the source?
Not on this particular one, no. But I will find it.
Okay.
If I find the source, I will post it with it.
And I'm only going to say this one thing. I'm going to play devil's advocate about this. Because I'm not going to say if I support a minimum wage or not. I'm just playing a devil advocate.
Right.
Here's the thing that has to be said about minimum. First of all, we have a whole bunch of immigrants coming to this country and working for a whole lot less money. That's putting competition in the job market for a lot of these manual labor jobs. Also, do you know who is the number one unemployed people at this time?
Who?
Teenagers. You know why teenagers are so, you know, it's hard for them to find summer jobs and stuff like that?
Why?
Because it's becoming too costly to pay for unskilled labor whenever you have a whole bunch of skilled labor who you can afford.
Well,
who are looking for jobs and stuff like that.
Well, that's actually contrary to the actual belief, the actual facts, because a lot of places are doing, they're taking these people who are skilled and getting paid more, and they're saying, no, we're going to get rid of you. We're going to pay someone who's a little less skilled, but we'll train them, and then we'll be able to pay them a lot less to do the same job. And there are a lot of places that, like New Hampshire, I believe, was one of them, and I forget where else, but New Hampshire was one of them, that they're basically taking away they want kids to go to work at a lower age rate. And more often, and except for the kids are supposed to be able to spend their time in school, and now they're doing it, so they're trying to get them into the workforce. Now we have these things called child labor laws, and some of these Republicans are trying to take away these laws so we can get, I don't know, 12, 10 year olds working. Why don't we just throw them back in the coal mines and say call it good again, and that'll make all the Republicans happy. We got 10 year olds that can squeeze in those little spots and dig out the coal.
Don't make it about a Republican thing. I don't think any Republican is going to sit down.
These are Republicans in states that are controlled by Republicans that are doing this.
But here's the belief. The belief is that by having lower minimum wage, we can be more competitive against countries like China who pay their people shillings to create cheap product. Because at the end of the day, like example, for a while I worked in an Oriental rug business. All of our rugs were made in India. Do you know why they were made in India? Because you could get labor cheap, and it brings about affordable prices, because you don't have to pay a person as much in India to get by as you would here in the United
but
States.
But you got different. The difference there is that you got a total different culture based on different standards of living. We have a much higher standard of living, so therefore that's why we have so much higher pay rates right here.
Correct, but at the same time, when jobs go overseas for cheaper labor, we can't complain. You know,
a lot of places.
Like I said,
no,
there's a cost
complain.
And effect to everything. By increasing the minimum wage, it makes it jobs are going to go overseas because it's cheaper.
No, no,
they're looking at bottom line.
Yeah, they're looking at bottom line. They're looking at their own bottom line and see if they can put in a gold plated swimming pool. They're not looking out for their workers. Before we get too much further, Dan, you have not had a chance to weigh in on this. What are your thoughts before we move on?
My thoughts on this can be summed up with a little riddle. What do you say to somebody who got a liberal arts degree last year?
You want fries with that?
No. What do you say to them?
Oh, all right. I'll bite what?
I'd like an extra shot in that cappuccino, please.
Ah, that works too.
Yeah. No, we've got people with we've got people overeducated in certain areas. And, you know, they're serving your latte at Starbucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons why teenagers can't get a job, because there are gluts of people suited for various jobs that aren't available, and there are jobs available that there aren't people suited for, and we get people overqualified, underqualified, and then you have the jobs that don't care what kind of qualifications somebody has, that are gonna hire teenagers, that end up hiring older people that are a little more reliable.
Yeah, the company I work for example, there is almost nobody, there are very few young people there. There's all older people, retired people, people who have more time on their hands and they would like to go places. This is just the businessman, the president of the company, his philosophy is. And I am quite literally one of the youngest people there. Not the youngest, but one of the youngest, considering my age. So, but anyway, we better move on because we are starting to run really long.
Yeah.
So, and we've got several things yet to cover. So, let's get it going. Give me the news. Now, I saw this. I was like, I didn't know people trying to. There's a lot of people things that people try to put in their taxes and make a tax exempt reason. Now, somebody apparently is trying to make their lap dances. My lap dance was supposed to be tax exempt, but the court ruled that is not the case.
Wait, did I put that one up, or did it?
No,
did
I found that one.
Okay, because I think I read it. And I thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, this is just bizarre. I mean, if you're in New York and you think, well, I'll take some clients out and give them a lap dance, maybe we'll get that contract. It's not tax deductible, people. this is a nice try, but no. Apparently, a New York strip club out there tried to appeal a $125,000 tax on lap dances in a 2005 audit. Yeah, no, I don't think so, people. There is so much more to the story, but I'm going to let you read it at the website, packetpokes@wordpress.com. Eric, quick, what are your thoughts on this, really quick?
I think it should be tax exempt. I mean, you know, how much money is spent at strip clubs for businesses, you know? I mean, really, he's trying to make a sale here in this troubled economic time.
Somehow, I don't think so. Dan, your thoughts?
I'd just like to say that I don't think this ruling would have gone this way if Elliot Spitzer was still governor.
quite possibly. Okay, we got one more weird, interesting piece of news here. An ex-boyfriend put up an abortion billboard. Apparently his girlfriend got pregnant, jilted him, and he goes, well, had an abortion to get, you know, because they weren't together anymore and she didn't want to have anything more to do with him, no ties to him. So he goes out and puts up a billboard saying that his ex-girlfriend had a billboard against his wishes. Now, there is some issues here. Now, it's a slightly legal debate over free speech and privacy rights. I mean, the privacy of the woman, I mean, was it his business to out this woman to say, hey, she got an abortion? I mean, that's private. As far as I'm concerned, that's private. That's not everybody else's business. I mean, she's not a celebrity, she's not a politician or anybody else that's really famous, but she is now, apparently.
Even then, it shouldn't. Even if it is a actress or politician or something like that, it still should be a private thing.
No, I agree. I was just saying, but you know, I was my point was there that if they were any of these other type people, it would have gotten in the news one way or the other. That's just how the news cycle runs. This woman who's just trying to take care of herself had an abortion to get, you know, cut ties with this guy, and now he throws this up. So but I agree with you. It should not have been made public. But it's supposed to be free speech too. So There's that, you know, line.
I have this question, and yeah. I pose it to my girlfriend. I so did not win this debate, nor was it even worth a shot for it.
okay.
Because, you know, I'm a man, and it's not my body. So I wonder about stuff like this. You know, what if there was a case,
yeah.
you know, and where, like here, the guy wanted the kid,
right.
you know, but the girl didn't.
Well,
and what if the guy went up to the girl and said, hey, look, you don't have to pay for anything. I will take this child, and I will take care of this child. You know, just please have it.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that is – until it – I think – I'm not real clear on those laws. I will admit that right now. I'm not real clear on that law. But as far as I understand it, as long as she is still carrying the baby, the baby is hers in that sense. So mm-hmm. it's her body. She can do with it as she pleases. But
I feel so bad for that.
I do. I feel bad for the guy too.
I mean, can you imagine? Like you are excited that you get to be a father, and you know, I think this was my whole entire thing. You know, in this situation, regardless of if you get to be a father or not, is determined by the woman.
Right.
You know, and to some degree, you know, it's like, and this was my thing. It's like, okay, so if a woman decides not to have the child, it's her decision.
Right.
But if the woman does decide to have a child, then you got to pay child support. You know, it's like, I don't know. It's, and I'm not saying that either way is right. I you know, it's just, it's questions that I have. And you know, as I kind of started thinking about it, it was like, okay, well, why is it that she could decide if he gets to not be a father, but if he really wants to be a father and wants to take care of the child, she still has the same right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. And believe me, I identify with this story very deeply. I'm not going to discuss it right now, but I identify with the story quite a bit, actually, but to some degree. But your thoughts, Dan?
Well, apparently the woman did not have an abortion. She and her friends all claimed that she had a miscarriage, not an abortion.
Ah, well.
Now the guy put up the billboard and. The text on the billboard was, it says, "This would have been a picture of my 2-month-old baby if the mother had decided to not kill our child."
Oh, nice.
Now, the thing of it is, he put up a website that, you know, it had the URL on that billboard, and the website was an anagram of his ex-girlfriend's name.
Oh.
See, and nice. All that I do not agree with. You know, this is really something that should be personal, and if you feel that strongly about it, then take it to court. But don't,
yeah,
you know, don't.
He
do
was
this.
Basically,
don't be a jerk. This is a jerk,
yeah.
You know.
He was stalking her, basically.
Yeah, and yeah, they're right. Dan's right. They should have taken it to court. This is the boyfriend crossed the line.
Yeah,
all of this.
She had out a protective order against him and everything.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it's
and at the end of the day, let this be a lesson. I've always said this. Always be careful who you sleep with, because you have to wonder, you know, even if you have the most protected sex you could possibly have, there is still a chance that you can get pregnant. And you have to ask yourself, are you willing to have a child with this man?
I've got a little aphorism that I will have to save until after the show.
Very good. All right. Well, we need to move on because we're running late. We're going to run late again on this show. So in case you were wondering if this is going to be an hour show, you sit down, get your bowl of bran or whatever you're you're eating, and sit back.
Hooray relax. For fiber.
There you go. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've been covering the Ten Commandments and the validity of these things. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we are up to number 6. Thou shalt not kill. Oh, but I wanted that steak. No, no, it's just not supposed to kill each other, supposedly. But the thing is, now religion in itself has not been really had a problem with not killing. If you read the Bible, in the first when Moses comes back. Yeah, Moses. I'm sorry. It's extremely hot in here. Charlton Heston. Thank you. Charlton Heston came back down from the mountain there, and he found these people worshiping the golden calf. He basically laid waste to them. So much for not killing everybody. And besides, if you, and I was listening to this on to the thing, I was thinking it was Richard Dawkins said this. It was not, when they say do not kill, it's not to kill your anybody else. It's just to kill other Jews. This is basically it. If you were a Gentile or whatever, then it's not, it was fair game. It's not that the rule didn't apply. It was just to your fellow Jews, if I'm not mistaken, well, or Israelites. I may be
there is a Zionist fringe that would like to interpret it that way, and he, the guy that proposed this is a very radical Jewish guy, and he's not looked upon with a good eye by most people worldwide, period, Jewish or not. He's using this, his interpretation of this, as justification for killing the Palestinians.
Ah.
Now, actually the word in the commandment that's used is that you shall not murder.
Right.
And murder is used in a different form as the word that's used just to kill, and that's used other places in the Bible. There are justified killings that aren't considered to be murder.
Right. That doesn't. Yeah. Like I said, Bible's never really had a problem with do not kill. So
yeah, it's murder.
Right.
That it's against. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Eric, your thoughts? Is this? Dan, do you? Obviously, this is still relevant. I mean, do not kill. I do not need. I don't think I need to even ask that question. Do I?
No, I mean, it's not good for a society to have people going around killing each other all the time.
Right. Exactly. I don't like you. You stopped me in traffic. Boom, you're dead. Eric, your thoughts?
You know, I think this is actually a good commandment because we shouldn't kill people. You know, and as far as murder and stuff like that, I mean, I really don't have much to say. I think it's pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, how do you argue against, you know, not killing another human being?
Right.
You know, but there are times where I see it taken to extremes and stuff like that. And I think we should always be very, very careful, you know, because there's always that discussion of abortion. And this is where the discussion of abortion plays into it, is in with this commandment. So, you know, everything should be taken into consideration. But well, as far as
the problem is, abortion is not mentioned.
As far as it goes with abortion, too, the prohibition against murder is against the shedding of innocent life, mm-hmm. which, you know, this goes. You know, if you want to interpret it as it was interpreted, you know, 2,500 years ago, yes, abortion would be against this commandment because it would be the killing of an innocent life. But at the time, an unborn baby was not considered to be a baby. So
right.
it's kind of iffy because we're mixing two different times. And the social mores of two different eras that are completely removed in place and time.
Right. I was trying to pull up a reference here. Everything just quit on me. So, Eric, your last thoughts on this?
It's a good policy. It's a good thing to have. And you know, I think it's so influential. We see it in a lot of human rights and things like that. So I think this is a good policy.
Yeah. Overall, I think it's a good policy as well. I mean, we should not kill. But as far as abortion is concerned, it says there also in the Bible that they would cut open the womb and kill the unborn child as well. So killing babies and abortion, if someone says it's in the Bible, I'm sorry. They demonstrated it. I don't have the verse up in front of me. I was looking for that, but
if you want to be a little more strict about it, look into Jainism, in which case all living things have an immortal soul and all living things are held with reverence. Nothing is to be killed.
Right. Okay. Well, I find the exact line, I'll post it at packardpokes@wordpress.com. Okay, moving on to this one right here. Our funny tweet of the day comes from, if I can pull it up here, I am so far behind today. Actually, it's N2HORSN, and she's a retweeted. She's tweeting somebody else. It's Papa Ruben.
Well, actually, the one that I want is Eris Wim, I think is her.
This is not the call, the shout out. This is the funny tweet.
Hey, my bad. Go ahead. Continue on. Continue on.
See, I'm not the only one with technical difficulties. Eric's having technical difficulties right now. His is more localized, though.
That's right.
Has hair on it.
It's user error here.
PepCap. Problem exists between keyboard and chair. all right. She retweets Papa Rip Represent, PUPARE BBETZIN, and says, "I'm the kind of guy who stops at the microwave at 1 second just to feel like a bomb diffuser." It's like that. I was reminded of this movie the other day, Galaxy Quest. You know, they go through this big maze in the movie, and they stop the button, and the timer keeps running out, and then they're like, "Oh no, we're gonna blow up!" And then it stops like at 1 second before. So it's like, why did it stop there? Because it always stops there at 1 second right before it's gonna explode. So, your thoughts on this, gentlemen? No?
I have no thoughts.
I stop it at 1 second to keep the annoying beep from going off. And Rebetzin is the Yiddish term for the wife of a rabbi.
Ah, nice. Well, I've done this too. I mean, I've actually got it. I've done this a few times. I've actually got it when I touched it. It actually goes to zero. It doesn't actually count to one and then end. It goes to zero and then ends.
Yep.
Because I've actually, on a few occasions, I've hit the open door button, and it automatically stops the timer. And if you do it just right, you can catch it on zero. And I've done that. It's just,
it's like a little game.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a game with your appliances. where is your? It's not in there. I am not seeing your.
Oh, my goodness. We can't have another issue. I know I threw it in there.
Well, it's not here unless you threw it into another folder.
That wouldn't shock me.
Actually, I think it was.
Oh, it is. Look, it says shout out.
Okay.
Shout out.
Mine just didn't update. That's all. Okay.
Booyah! What?
Technical difficulties on my end this time. Okay, and our.
Hey, you guys!
Shout out is for. From Eric, and this is, it's from Aris, ARIESWYM, if I'm doing this quite right.
Yeah, I say it's Eris Wim.
Eris Wim. Tell us a little bit about Eris Wim, Eric.
Well, I just found her recently, and the way I found her was I used the Twitter client app, and every once in a while people get retweeted, and she popped up, and she was talking about education at the time, and I wish I would have copied what she said about education, because I thought it was quite good. But every once in a while, she would come out with like a little saying on politics and you know, and things that she sees, and you know, contradictions and all that good stuff. And just to kind of give you a small example, I had it before I went to go look for. Okay, here we go. Like, here's an example. Okay. Interesting that the majority of council members voting no on the property tax increase for school funding will not be in council next year.
Okay.
You know, it's like little things like that. Or, so Philly hiked the property taxes again to pay for schools, but has the city council given up fixing the property tax system? So, you know, it's like little things like that.
So she's really involved with her school district, basically, it sounds like.
Well, with her district and stuff like that. And, you know, some of the – I'm giving her more conservative things. She has some very good things for the other side as well, you know. I'm trying to find – I wish I could find some of the more. I should have been better prepared for this.
That's all right.
But let's continue on. My bad.
When are we ever really 100% prepared on this show?
We just kind of wing it over here.
All right. Well, if you're out there in Twitter land, give Aris Wynn a follow. By Eric's recommendation, tell her you heard her on here on the PC Max Smackdown. Direct her back here to the page, and tell her all about it. All right, I think that's it for us tonight.
Yeah, here on the PC Max Smackdown.
Yeah. Did I say PC Max Smackdown?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
Nice.
Cal is channeling through me. here on Packard Pokes At. Oh my goodness. See, I'm flashing back. Alrighty. Anyway, we'd like to thank everybody in the chat room for coming to the show tonight. We had, you know, we got a good number of viewers tonight. We probably had a few more now that Justin TV is actually cooperating and fixed up the channel. I can actually use it now. All right. So anyway, I'd like to thank everybody. And you can find Eric on Twitter as
ELUQUE1696.
Right. And you can find Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated, RELUNRELATED.
Right. You can also find our chat moderator, Zach's Mind, as at Zach's Mind on Twitter, ZACHMIND on Twitter. And thank you, Dan, or Eric, or Zach.
What are you doing? Come on, Pac.
I'm overheating, man. My brain is sweating. you can find the show at PackardPokesAt on Twitter as well, all one word. And you can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic, PACKARD_SONIC. Okay, that's it for us. Have a great evening, day, whenever you decide to listen to this. And we'll catch you next time on the PC Max Backdown. No, that's not even right. I'll catch you next time on Packard Pokes At.
And that's a wrap.